indeed the land of democratic liberty, presents a macabre picture today. Dissolution hovers over its moribund institutions, and the smell of decay is in the air. Whilst the great question of the hour remains as yet unanswered, this last week has been fertile in one respect. It has produced the most crashing blow that has ever been delivered at Britain's prestige. And that blow, interesting to relate, has been delivered not by the Fuhrer, but by Winston Churchill, the aged satyr, whose talent for injuring those who trust him is unique. With the murderous attack by a British naval squadron on the French ships at Oran, Churchill's last claim to be treated as a human being vanishes. The spectacle of the Royal Navy firing on French warships that were not under steam and could not maneuver is the worthy sequel to the criminal attack on the Altmark in Jersingfjord. An attack, by the way, which has been fully and justly avenged.